Yeah, so IOM was founded in 1951. It was originally known as the Provisional Intergovernmental Committee for the Movement of Migrants from Europe. This was born out of the chaos and displacement in Western Europe after the Second World War. So IOM worked with European governments to help settle millions of people that had been uprooted from their homes. Eventually, IOM evolved from largely a logistics agency to a migration agency. In the 80s, our name changed to the International Organization for Migration. And as you may know, just last year, in September 2016, we officially became a member of the United Nations and now go by the tagline, the UN Migration Agency.
Yes, and now here in South Sudan, what role does the UN, the IOM, I mean, play in South Sudan?
Yeah. So historically, IOM played a large role in helping many southern Sudanese come home after the peace agreement and the referendum, so helping many people to return back to their areas of origin. This was a very large logistic operation for many years. And then in the wake of the crisis, when the crisis broke out in December 2013, we were able to quickly pivot our activities to provide emergency humanitarian assistance. Today, we provide assistance in a number of areas. Primary healthcare assistance. This also includes prevention, treatment, testing, and counseling for HIV/AIDS. We provide water, sanitation, and hygiene assistance, which is critical in South Sudan, where there's a widespread lack of clean water, health facilities, and et cetera, which make vulnerable people even more vulnerable to diseases. We provide shelter assistance and non-food item assistance. We assist with camp management in the displacement sites across this country. We assist through our displacement tracking team on helping to evaluate migration trends in South Sudan and help inform humanitarian responses. We provide psychosocial support to displaced and vulnerable populations. And then aside from the humanitarian side, we also have a migration management program. We work closely with the migration agencies in South Sudan to ensure that the new country has good laws for immigration, and then also a transition program in Abyei to help with populations affected by the conflict there.
And are you operating all over South Sudan? I mean, like in all some states, you're not there.
I'd say over the past few years, we've operated in all of the states. Currently, our biggest operations are we're currently working in the protection of civilian sites in Bentu, Molokol, Wau, as well as the displacement sites. We also have a large rapid response program. So we have teams, depending on needs, particularly wash needs and health needs, deploy to areas from anywhere from 3 weeks to 2 months to provide emergency assistance to populations across the country.
Yes. And in your view, what is your agency's most significant achievement in South Sudan?
I think if you're looking at the current crisis, it's hard to pick one, but one that really stands out to me and that is very visible is we know when the crisis first happened in 2014 in the protection of civilian sites such as Bentu and Molokol, living conditions were extremely dire because the area is this black cotton soil that we all know of and wasn't originally intended to have tens of thousands of people living in these areas. So over 2014, 2015, we were able to develop the protection of civilian sites in Bentu and Molokol, flatten the land, put in drainage, ensure access to services, work with shelter partners, and this has definitely helped to improve the human dignity of people living in these sites.
Great, and definitely with some achievement comes challenges, of course, before you get that. We would like to know, what are some of your biggest challenges as IOM operating in the country?
Yeah, so in terms of humanitarian assistance, needs in South Sudan are unprecedented right now. So according to the UN and partners, 7.6 million people are in need of assistance. This includes 1.9 million internally displaced persons. So generally, it's just a massive problem that we're trying to address. Along with this comes logistical challenges. South Sudan, during the rainy season, 60% of the country is inaccessible by road, which makes it hard to reach vulnerable populations, means that we have to put a lot of money into pre-positioning supplies during the dry season and be ready to be flexible. And then also we've seen things such as the cholera epidemic that broke out last year has really pulled a lot of resources. So our health rapid response teams are often, it sometimes becomes just a cholera response team because as the cases spread, we have to go to these areas and it sort of prevents us from going to other areas of new displacement and things like this.
All right. Now, someone out there may want to know, what is the difference between the operation of the IOM and the UNHCR? Just tell us briefly, what's the difference here?
So one of the differences, we work very closely. I think in South Sudan, UNHCR has large programs in the refugee camps. In South Sudan, there's over 200,000, I don't have the exact number, over 200,000 refugees from neighboring countries, mainly Sudan. However, IOM and UNHCR share a lot of roles. We are both part of the camp coordination, camp management cluster. We're co-leads. We work very closely on that. We work closely on protection issues and all of these things.
All right. Just before we come to your final remarks, as we commemorate the 72nd anniversary of the United Nations, on a personal level, though, working for the IOM in South Sudan, what are some of your most memorable moments, some things that really stand out as you try to help these people who are so much in need of your assistance?
I think I do have, as a communication officer, I have the chance to speak to communities a lot when we go to displacement sites, and I'm always quite in awe of people's resilience and their ability to look forward. You talk to women who have been on the run multiple times, seen things that are unimaginable, yet they're still able to take care of their families, you know, really hope for peace. And these things can be sort of hard to reconcile with what you see on the ground. And just to let you know, IOM, along with other UN agencies, we're really dedicated to upholding the dignity and well-being of migrants in South Sudan for as long as the needs exist.
Great. Now, finally, in light of the United Nations Day, which we celebrate on Tuesday next week, what is IOM's message in relation to the United Nations work in South Sudan?
Thanks. Humanitarian assistance in South Sudan is relies a lot on collaboration and coordination, so continuing to working with partners to ensure that needs are addressed. And as I mentioned, for as long as people are displaced, for as long as people are in need, we're dedicated to upholding their human dignity. It's never going to be an ideal situation, but trying as much as possible to improve their living conditions from day to day.
All right, Ashley, thank you so much for coming to Mirror Breakfast. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.